Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Scaling Wellness. It's great to have you here, especially because when you are listening to this on Monday morning, I will be in Barcelona. So Barcelona has been on my list for a lot of years because I am a city girl. I love a town or a city, but I also love the beach. So it kind of ticks all the boxes. So it's my first trip and I'm recording this on the Friday just before I go. And I thought, how nice would it be whilst I'm in Barcelona to speak about the idea of freedom in your wellness business? Now, probably like a lot of you, I came into the business of Pilates when I was quite a bit younger. It was actually 21 years ago that I started teaching. So it was 2004 when I first began as a Pilates teacher. But then I really only capitalized on my teacher training, other than the occasional evening class and a bit of cover down at the gym. I only really started teaching as a full-time job when my children were born. So in 2010, my eldest daughter was born. And I remember having a conversation with a friend when I was considering going back to my corporate job, which required lots of travel and long hours. And my friend said, why would you? I don't understand why you would go back to that when you've got this resource that you can pull on. You know, why don't you teach while the kids are in bed? You can teach the antisocial hours. And it just worked so brilliantly when my children were little. And I remember the moment that changed for me, when I was teaching evenings, teaching weekends. I can remember the moment being on holiday when I think my children were about 5 and 8, that kind of age. And I remember lying on my blow up unicorn floaty thing in the pool and thinking, wouldn't it be nice if my income didn't just stop when I left the country, when I went on holiday, when I saw friends, when I did anything outside of my weekly routine? Wouldn't it be nice? And I considered at that point, should I go back to my corporate job and get sick pay and holiday pay? But I really didn't want to do that. I also enjoyed teaching. I really enjoyed what I was doing. I just knew that I needed to do more of it or do it smarter. So it was a few years later when I really made any changes. This was just a thought at the time. It was milling around in my head. But at the time, there really wasn't a lot of digital online wellness solutions. So it wasn't really much of an option. So I tried all the other things to increase my freedom. I tried getting teacher cover. I tried setting up studios. I ran and sold 2 studios. So I tried lots of different things. I ran retreats. I worked for other businesses. I tried all kinds of things that meant that I could really capitalize on my time. But none of them gave me the freedom that I wanted, or the earning potential, actually, or the impact. That was the other thing I was looking for, was this, like, why? What's the difference between me and the people that are being pulled up on stage at the Balance Festival? Or, you know, why is that Pilates teacher presenting on this morning and not me? And I knew that it was brand, it was impact. So I knew I wanted to go down that route. And then in 2017, I sold my second studio and I had a 12-month non-compete. And this was where I got to the point of starting to think about my first digital product. And I set up a membership in 2018. And this was the first time where I was starting to see that I could create impact on my clients, for my clients, and it would earn me some money whilst I wasn't physically with them. And it worked really well to start with. As I'm sure you will be aware, there were limitations to it. I'm sure you're finding this yourself. You know, the first launch went really, really well. Lots of clients joined. But then there were scaling issues. And all throughout my digital career, I have battled with that. Where I'm at now is a result of the hustle and figuring this out. Because, guys, it is different in wellness. It's not the same. And I was following every podcast, listening to every book, you know, listening to every expert, downloading all the freebies to try and find a way to scale this membership. But it was really, really tough. And I don't want to go down that rabbit hole today because there's a lot we could talk about on that, which I have done in many other episodes. But for today, I want to talk about the freedom it gave me and the way that I now build freedom into my business. So for me, freedom is the opportunity to dictate the life that I want. I am 45 and I don't want to be teaching for the next 20 years. I've earned my stripes. I've done 21 years of teaching. I still want to do bits and I'm still teaching my absolute favorites, but I don't want to be teaching for the next 20 years. And I knew that. I was clear on that. I also had a lot of fear around, you know, how do I scale this when my kids get bigger and they need more stuff, if we want to go on a fancy holiday, if I want to buy them a car. Like, there were some real world reasons why I needed to increase my income. There were also things like, what if I break a hip? What if I fall over and break a wrist? How am I going to keep teaching when I get older? So I needed that freedom to choose. But it was also about travel. It was about finishing at 3 o'clock. It was about not working weekends, not working evenings. And so I started to realize that freedom looks different for everybody. But it always starts with designing the business intentionally. So beginning with what you need in mind. What do you need your business to look like in order for it to work for you, not for you to work for it? And this is where I see most people get stuck. In their real life businesses, but also in their digital businesses. And today we're going to be talking about the digital business. So there are some ways, some very clear ways where how I work with clients to build freedom into their business. And so if you have a digital business or a real life business and you are stuck in that kind of hustle for clients, hustle to grow your audience, hustling on social media, hustle in all the ways, then this episode is going to be for you, because I want you to have freedom and I want you to build a digital business that gives you the freedom that you want, doesn't confine you to another job to do. Okay, so there are a few ways that we do this. So the first way is the way that you sell your digital product. So lots of people work in the online space in launch strategy. So whereby you are doing big launches and then you're closing the doors for a period of time. And this can work really, really well. If you are somebody that has smaller children and you work in a kind of term time only basis, then launching can work really well for you. It can give you some real freedom that you are making the money you need in term time and then taking the holidays off. So it can work really, really nicely. It can feel a little bit overwhelming sometimes. Launching can be tough. It can give you a bit of feast or famine, and there is a bit of pressure on the launches that they have to work. So launching isn't for everybody, but it can work really, really well at particular stages of life. So we would launch at the beginning of the term, we would deliver during the term, and then your school holiday time, you're not in delivery mode anymore. You would be in maybe list building mode. So you're kind of building up that audience ready for the next list, next intake. So that kind of cohort launch model can work really nicely. Evergreen is another option, and it gives you a bit of freedom from that roller coaster. It steadies out the sale process and it makes it a little bit less stressful. Now, in my mind, the truest form of freedom is a bit of both, a bit of live delivery and a bit of evergreen sales. So that if you want to launch, it becomes like a bonus. You can launch at fun times of year, like in January, you can do a new fitness launch because we know it's a big time of year for fitness and wellness. Or in September, when people come back from holidays, you can do a little launch. But you don't have to rely on that stop start. You've got the option to let people into your program whenever you like. And the good thing about that is that in wellness, and this is where I say wellness is a specific niche, you need to tailor your business to the wellness world, not to the generic online course building world. this is where it's specific, is that people in wellness want your solution now. They don't always want to wait. So if you're doing a cohort-based program, that can work really well, but you have to accept that you will lose people in between launches. That's totally fine. The launch process will actually bring people in with less tire kickers and more certainty because you are offering a deadline. So there are benefits to both. Neither one is the right answer. I personally like the hybrid approach, which is a bit of both. And that's what I encourage and teach most of my clients to do. The other thing is that freedom is about growth. So growing your business without you having to always be showing up on social media or always be, you know, shouting into the void. Freedom from the algorithm, freedom to choose how and when you sell. And the way that I really like to do that is to work on a list building strategy. We want to be building your email list because you don't own your social media platform. It's very tempting to believe that the only people doing well in the digital online space are the ones with the big audiences because they're the ones you see, but they are not the only ones doing well. I can promise you there are people making big money with audiences under 2,000 on social media. You don't need a big audience, but you do need to be building your email list because you own that data, you own that content, and you want to create a tribe, a home for people who want what you have. Now, they may not ever buy from you, but you want to create a space that nurtures them, that speaks to them, that helps them. And so we look at building warmer lists using strategies to help to bring people into our world. So there is a lot of benefit in terms of your freedom around selling when you have an audience of people that are ready to buy. So freedom in your business is not just about delivery. It's about how you grow, how you build your list, how you build your audience, and how you nurture them so that they are ready to buy. They already want what you have. And it becomes less icky. It becomes less like sales. If you hate sales, you don't want to be spending your days selling. That won't feel like freedom. So we need to create a strategy for you that speaks to your strengths. Now, the other thing that you could be looking at is freedom through niching. Now, niching your digital product is going to create a huge amount of freedom because it will create clarity. It creates clarity over who you're speaking to, what you're offering, how often you talk to them, where you speak to them. If you know your ideal client really well, you will know how much they need from you and what they need to hear from you. So it makes your job really easy. You know that if you're writing an email, you will know what they need to hear. If you're creating a social media post, you will know the content because it's rinse and repeat. There's only so many different ways you can speak to your niche. And we're always about finding creative and interesting ways to do that. But when you know the content, the job becomes really fun. It becomes about, right, how can I do this more creatively? How can I make this more interesting? How can I find new angles in order to speak to these people? So by defining your niche, by narrowing your audience, you actually create more freedom in your business and in your life. It makes it more fun. So that narrowing can feel sometimes like you are kind of like you're making it harder, like you're making it restricted. But actually, the growth, the freedom comes in the restriction. It comes from knowing what you're talking about. Now, we also, of course, want financial freedom. So we want to uncap our income and stop relying on client delivery to be directly related to how much we make. Digital products let you do that. They help you to scale your income without scaling your hours. And so this is, for me, the leveraged way to create freedom in your business. In person means that you are performing every time. You're re-delivering the same thing over and over again. If you can figure out a way where you can take what you do in real life and package it up so that you aren't always having to repeat yourself, it's a great opportunity to be able to sell what you already do. So often I find that clients have like a pathway or a method that they work on with people. You know, so maybe when they first start working with you, you go through a particular system with them. That's the kind of thing that you can package up so that you record once and you can repurpose forever. So packaging up what you know, what your skills are, the type of people you help, and packaging it up into a digital program or a group program means that you can repurpose forever. So the freedom isn't from reinventing the wheel. It's not from having to come up with new courses or new memberships. It's about creating one thing that you can scale. And I think often if you are the person that's listening to this thinking, right, I've got a membership, but it's not growing, that's because nobody wants it and nobody likes me, then rest assured that is not the reason. It's not because no one wants it and it's not because no one likes you or you're not good enough or you're, you know, undeserving or you know, who are you to turn up in the online space and expect people to buy? It's none of that. It's because you haven't identified your niche or your ideal client or got specific enough on that. You haven't figured out a way to bring people into your world and you haven't figured out how to sell to them. When you figure all of those things out, you get freedom in having one product for one person that you can sell in one way. And that's what I work on people with in the Scaling Wellness Accelerator. That's what we do. We figure out one traffic source, one conversion strategy, and one audience to sell to one product. And guys, that's where the freedom is. We don't need five products. We don't need five different courses for different groups. We need one and we grow it. We need one source of social media, but you don't even need that. You need a way of getting people into your world. It doesn't have to be social media. So there's freedom around deciding the process that works for you, deciding the things that you want to do. So as I pack my bags for Barcelona, just to rub that in again, I really want you to take a little reflection and ask yourself, what does freedom actually look like for you? Is it travel? Is it time? Is it financial? And then what's one small step in your business this week that you could take to get closer to that? If this resonates with you, I'd love to hear. I am running a workshop and I'm going to be telling you about that later on in the week. But if you would like more information about what that workshop is going to cover, please just drop me a DM. And of course, if you'd like more information on the Scaling Wellness Accelerator, let me know. There is an application form, but if you don't want to fill that out, just drop me a DM. Let's chat in the chat. Or you're very welcome to book a call. So I'll pop the links below, choose any of those. Remember that it's always no obligation. I'm always just up for having a chat. So if you'd like to do that, if you want to talk about launches or waitlist or evergreen funnels or growth strategies or whatever, I'd love to chat. So find me in my Instagram DMs. That's the easiest way to get hold of me. And I will see you again next week for another episode of Scaling Wellness. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.